Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Mayank and I'm going to tell you about the process to apply for an Indian citizenship as per the rules of the Citizenship Amendment Act and what documents immigrants need to provide for it. The story is important because after 4 years of the Parliament passing the bill and the President giving his assent to the Act, the rules were notified only Monday, paving the way for fast-tracking the citizenship process of undocumented non-Muslim immigrants from Pakistan, Afghanistan and Bangladesh. Proof of entry from Bangladesh, Afghanistan and Pakistan before 31st December 2014 and their nationality combined with self-declaration affidavit and an eligibility certificate issued by a local community institution are the broader criteria required to get Indian citizenship according to the Citizenship Amendment Act notification issued Monday. In a 52-page document, the Ministry of Home Affairs has explained in great details the process for non-Muslim refugees from the three neighboring countries on how to obtain Indian citizenship either through the process of naturalization or registration. Passed by Parliament on 11 December 2019, the CAA was met with waves of protests, including the one at Shaheen Bagh in Delhi, across the country, as religion for the first time has been made a test of Indian citizenship. As there were fears that the act could be used to target religious minorities, some of the protests turned violent in some cities like in Delhi and Guwahati. While the Modi government maintains the act does not take away the citizenship of any Indian, the opposition parties have dubbed it as exclusionary and violative of the constitution. On Monday too, opposition leaders including Mamata Banerjee, Jairam Ramesh and Asaduddin Owaisi slammed the CAA's implementation just before the Lok Sabha polls. But what are the proofs of nationality? To prove the nationality of Bangladesh, Afghanistan and Pakistan, the applicants have to furnish any of the 9 documents listed by the MHA under Schedule 1A of the CAA. That is, a copy of the passport, birth certificate issued by the government authority, identity document of any kind issued by the government, any certificate or license issued by the government, land or tenancy records in their countries of origin, documents establishing their parents or grandparents or even great-grandparents were citizens of that country, or any other document issued by the government establishing that they had come from the three countries along with the citizenship forms before the competent authority. Additionally, they can also prove their nationality by furnishing a registration certificate or residency permit issued by India's Foreigners Regional Registration Officer, the FRRO, or Foreigners Registration Officer, the FRO, the MHA said in the notification. Making it easier for the immigrants whose nationality documents are either expired or expiring soon, the ministry said that these documents would be deemed valid irrespective of their validity period. But the next question is, who is a competent authority? The MHA has made an empowered committee comprising 4 members and 2 invitees at the state level and 2 members and 2 invitees at the district level as the competent authority to grant citizenship by registration or naturalization under Section 6B of the Citizenship Act. The empowered committee at the state level would be comprised of 5 representatives from the centre and 1 representative from the state or union territory. The MHA further said that the district level committee would be verifying the documents submitted by applicants and forwarding the files to the state level empowered panel along with the declaration of the applicant and verification report. The empowered committee would then grant citizenship based on registration or naturalization and maintain records accessible to the MHA or security agencies. The MHA further empowered the committee to inquire about the suitability of any applicant, including seeking a report from the security agency, which would be provided in an online format. What are the proofs of entry? In the next schedule, 1B, the MHA has listed 17 documents that applicants have to furnish to prove that they entered India on or before 31st December 2014. The documents include a copy of the visa and immigration stamp at the time of their arrival in India, government-issued documents and licenses such as the driving license and Aadhaar cards, any letter issued to the applicant by any court or government with a time stamp, ration card of the applicant, birth certificate of the applicant issued in India, land or tenancy certificate of the applicant, PAN document showing date of issue of the card, insurance policies, marriage certificate, school living certificate, among others. The document should establish that applicant had entered India on or before 31st December 2014, the MHA said in the Gazette notification, and I quote, any of the documents would suffice to prove that an applicant entered India before the stipulated date. Requirement of a declaration and eligibility certificate. Apart from the proof of their nationality and dates of their entries into India, applicants will also have to submit a declaration in the format prescribed by the MHA in the Gazette notification, along with an eligibility certificate issued by the locally reputed community institution. As part of the declaration process, applicants would be required to give in detail the full address where they are residing at the time of citizenship application, as well as their last address in the countries of their origin. Additionally, they would be required to identify themselves as per their religion and reiterate the date they entered India. This affidavit needs to be attested by a judicial magistrate or an executive magistrate or an oath commissioner or a notary public. For the eligibility certificate, applicants need Indian citizens belonging to locally reputed community institutions who can identify and confirm them based on their nationality and religion. Citizenship will be granted retrospectively from the date of their entry in India, the MHA added in the notification. Earlier Monday, the MHA had tweeted that applications will be done online through a dedicated portal. Well, that's all in this episode of the Print Pod. Thank you for tuning in. For more from the Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Mayank in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.